holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
What do you mean I have to submit to authority? I do what I want to do.
Be holy.
All right, listen. I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Today is a great day. If you can't hear it in my voice, understand. I am feeling great today. Great today. I hope you're feeling great. How's your family doing? How are your children? Everybody's okay? If they're not, I'm praying for them. Matter of fact, if they are okay, if they're not okay, I'm still praying for them. I pray that God's will be done in your children's life and your family's life. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger and all hindrance that is not of God. Yeah, listen, today's a great day, and I pray that you do what you need to do. You got to listen. If God's giving you a vision, I'm telling you to go out there and get it. Go out there and build it. If you wrote it down, matter of fact, if you hadn't wrote it down, if you didn't write it down, do a thing where God gave you a vision, write it down, and then begin to build it. Yeah, write that vision down and begin to build it. God didn't give you that vision for you to sit on it. Oh, no. He gave you that vision to try it, to do it. And listen, the thing about it is this. He might have given you the vision, right? But he might have given another 100 people the same vision. So don't wait around for it. If he gave you the vision, write it down and try it out. Start building it. Because somebody else has already written it down. And they're trying it right now and they're building it. So at least, and you never know, he might have given you the vision and 12 other people the vision or 100 other people the vision. So that y'all can come together later and build something even larger together, because there's strength in numbers, as they say. Huh? All right. Let's see. Here's one. Don't drive your husband and your wife away. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Every husband needs to know that his wife has his back, and every wife needs to know that her husband has her back. They need to know that. And if you don't let them know it, they how they ever going to realize it? You got to let them know. Sometimes you say, well, I've been with them for this long time and this, that, and the other. We've been through a lot. And if they don't know it by now, then they don't know. Well, sometimes it's good to tell them and make sure they know and understand that you do have their back. Well, that man, he's done this to me and that done that. Well, do you have his back or not? Because that's the one thing I tell people all the time. Listen, if your man knows that you have his back, regardless of what he's done, that's half the battle. Now, I'm not saying if there's some physical harm being done. Yeah, you figure out a way to get out of there and get some help. But if you have some typical problems, money problems, personality problems, whatever it is, you know, he needs to know that you have his back, regardless of the differences between you two. She needs to know that you have her back, sir. Yeah, women need to know that. Don't drive them away, you know, saying things that you're going to have to take back. And I call it fair fighting. If you're going to have a fight or a disagreement, be fair about it. Talk about it. Be as honest as you can about it. But don't say things that you're going to have to take back. That's the problem. Because when you hear it, you can't unhear it. You can't unhear it. Or if you can unhear it, it's hard to unhear that. You know, we have to really think about these kind of things. You got married to somebody and those people looking to you. Maybe their parents have passed away or they don't have any siblings or whatever. You know, they're looking to you. You're their only family. And if they don't feel like you have their back, they're feeling like they're out and alone in this whole big old world, alone by themselves. Now, hopefully they know that God is with them, that God don't leave us. You know, if he left us, man, the devil would have a field day on us. If God ever left us, from the devil to our own flesh, man, we'd be in so much trouble. We'd be in so much trouble. So God won't leave us. Sometimes they're depending on you for their confidence. They're leaning on you because they need to know that you have their back. Don't drive your husband or your wife away. And please don't drive your children away. All right. We're at verse number one. Romans 13, verse number one. Now, this is going to sound kind of harsh to you, but okay. All right. Verse number one. Everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So, whether it's at church, whether it's the government itself, whether it's your job, your community, or whoever, you know, you have to submit to authority. You know, I'm not saying that you go and kiss the feet. I'm not saying that. But you recognize someone who has authority. When you recognize that they have authority, you must, you know, submit to that. Especially when you start talking about the government, you know, politicians and all this other. And, well, I don't like this president. I don't like that president. Well, you're still under that president's rule. You're under that leader's rule. You might not like it. You might not like what they say. You might not like what they do, but you're still under their rule. You get what I'm saying? Because you can't just love God and then hate all the other governments. That's not what you're doing. You can't do that. You have to know how to submit to different governments. You know, it's like, because they didn't know who Jesus was, they slapped and beat him and hung him on a cross. See, they didn't submit to that government. They thought they were submitting to God. See, they thought they were doing the right thing. And I always tell people, you can do the wrong thing trying to do the right thing. You know, you're trying to live saved and do what God says and all of that, but you could be doing something wrong within that try that you're giving. You're trying to do something. You're trying to be perfect. You're trying to be better. You're trying to live a decent life, and you could get certain things wrong, as they did. So even when you're trying to do the right thing, you can get it wrong. So especially when you're doing the wrong thing, you can get it wrong. So, but everyone must submit to authority, governing authorities. For all authority comes from God, not your vote, comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God, not your vote. Some people may say this, that, and the other about voting, or they don't trust it or whatever. That's fine. It's up to you. All I know is when it's all said and done and said, God puts people in place where he wants them. And that helps take the stress off of me. Of me trying to go and take somebody down and tear this person apart and ruin their lives and ruin their friends' lives. I don't have to do that. God put people in place. The truth will come out. What needs to be done will be done. God will take care of everybody. He so loved the world that he came down from heaven, right? So it's the same thing. He'll make sure everything is all right on earth. He's not nervous. You don't need to be nervous either. Verse number two. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. They will be. Whatever God has set up and you rebel against that. Some people say that's just talking about the church leadership. Wherever God has placed authority, you got to be careful not to fight against that authority that God has placed. When God places authority, don't fight against it, because it'll be a problem for you. So anyone who rebels against authority, is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. I didn't ask God to say that. He said that through this man here so that we could read it. Verse number three, for the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right. There you go. authorities don't strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong, yeah, they have the fear. Mm-hmm. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Then do what is right, and they will honor you. You don't have to fear authority. Do what is right, and then they will honor you. For authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of authorities? Of the authorities? Then do what is right, and they'll honor you. You know, we were talking about the police and that whole riot thing that was going on back in the day. What was it? A couple years ago, man. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I'm not saying that all the police were right. You know, I'm not saying that. But there's some that were kind of doing the wrong things, and we saw what happened. We saw what happened. But not everybody. You know? And so when we're doing what's right, we don't fear the police. When we're doing what's right, we don't fear the president. We don't fear government. We just do what's right. And then God says they'll honor you. For the authorities are God's servants, sent for you and your good. See, the authorities are God's servants sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. Doesn't that tell what the government's supposed to do? See, that right there. Authorities are God's servants sent for your good. But if you're doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. Verse number 5. So you must submit to them, not to only avoid punishment, but to also keep a clear conscience. See, we get caught up in so many things. Here's one, verse number 6. It says, pay your taxes for these same reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They're serving God in what they do. We got to submit to authority, I guess. Well, come on.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.